This is KCBX Central Coast Public Radio here on NPR One. With KCBX News, I'm Greta Marr. The Central Coast section of Highway 1 is one of the most scenic drives in America, and a new mural in South San Luis Obispo County is giving people another reason to stop and take a look around. Reporting for the KCBX News Arts Beat, Rachel Showalter has more.
A local artist, a coalition of dedicated residents, a chunk of grant money, and Chacho's Mexican Restaurant. These are the ingredients for Oscar Pearson's mural in Oceano. It's on the back wall of Chacho's, and it's a vibrant one, dotted with the area's natural scenery and full of Hispanic themes to highlight the restaurant's culture.
First thing that came to my mind was the tortillas there, because that's just what they're known for here.
About a third of Pearson's mural is Chacho's tortillas, but he didn't stop there. He added traditional dancers, indigenous patterns, agave plants, and to bring it all home, the Oceano Dunes.
All the beautiful patterns of the way the wind sweeps the sand. And I don't know if you've been out there. It has these like really distinct patterns.
Pearson grew up eating at Chacho's, and the restaurant is known as a staple in the community.
Chacho's is like a part of Oceano history, you know, so it's like just working with them, and like I feel like it's really good that this got to go on their building because they've been here so long and they've just been a part of this community right here, and everybody knows that.
The Oceano Beach Community Association is a group dedicated to creating positive change for Oceano. The coalition received a $3,000 grant to fund Pearson's mural, meant to help slow traffic along Highway 1 and encourage people to spend time at local businesses. OBCA president and co-founder Lucia Casalinuovo says Oceano is suffering economically and is often only seen as a place for off-roading at the dunes. The group hopes the mural will showcase everything the area has to offer.
We want it to be an inspiration. We want it to be an attraction. Mm-hmm. We want it to be a vision for what the future of Oceano could be. We want to bring money to Oceano, and hopefully the mural will help us.
Aline Villa of the OBCA also hopes the mural will spark creativity.
People definitely are going to notice it, and it's the colors are so vibrant, and so just beautifies the area. And I think it's also going to inspire future artists, you know, future children that are growing up here in Oceano to be artists.
Local resident Bobby Renteria stopped to admire the mural as he was passing by and says it's doing its job.
I've been here since 70, and I'm really appreciate seeing Oceano looking really nice, you know, and it really cleans up the area and it gives you a fresh, clean sense of, you know, a nice day, you know. It's beautiful. We're going to start painting our shop over there, that body shop, that's where I'm at, and it just inspires everybody to clean up Oceano, you know. I love it.
Renteria says he's an aspiring artist himself and is happy to see Pearson working on his art. Pearson says he's met lots of locals this way, with the mural bringing people together. I spoke with Cal Poly architecture professor Brent Freebe about the impact of murals on their surroundings. He says architects sometimes work together with artists to leave room for this kind of work. Freebe says capturing the history and culture of an area in this way can be important for a community.
I would happily provide a big canvas, if you will, on the side of a building, knowing that could be something that would connect people even further to the building.
Freebie says buildings should always improve the area they're in, and if murals or other forms of art are able to further that goal, he says as an architect, he would go out of his way to make that happen. Reporting for the KCBX News Art Beat, I'm Rachel Showalter.
The KCBX News Arts Beat is made possible through a grant from the Community Foundation of San Luis Obispo County.